I see it with my own eyes every single day. I've worked in this community for a long time, and there's so many pockets of poverty all over Aberdeen, so many different areas, and really you would think that things are improving, but they're not. Everybody thinks that Aberdeen's a rich city, but it's just not the case at all. People take for granted having a coat. It's not a big deal to a lot of people. It really is a big deal.
So obviously these kids that you see without jackets, do they kind of just get on with it? What's their thought?
They do. I mean, I think, well, they don't really have any other choice. I think kids are very resilient, and if they don't know any better, then if they know that their parents can't give it to them, then they've just got to accept the circumstances. And it's sad that it has to be that way, but I think sometimes you see kids that lack confidence because they don't have the same things that other children have, things that they should have, something as simple as a coat. It really does make the difference between them being ill or being nice and cosy and warm. Kind public making a donation for a coat for them makes all the difference in the world to them.
And obviously it must be quite difficult for you because you see these kids every day, but there's only so much you can really do.
There is. I mean, our funding is very, very limited. And a lot of the time our funding's taken up with face-to-face work and dealing with a whole load of issues in the area anyway. So that's how why we have to rely on Cash for Kids. I mean, you guys have been absolutely brilliant with us over the last few years. And that's something I always, always say, is that Cash for Kids does what it says on the tin. The money always goes to the kids. I've seen it lots of times myself. We've really been very, very lucky with the public donating and with Cash for Kids supporting us with our work. It's made a big difference to the children around here.
And do you worry at all kind of going into winter? Surely, you know, the winter months, the colder months must make your job a little difficult.
It does, definitely. If I could go out and afford to buy 60 new coats, I would do it in a heartbeat. Because like I said, it is something that people take for granted, but it's something they've had to learn to live without. Even things like gloves and hats and things, and they see other children cosy and warm. Sometimes it means they can't go out and play and see their friends and stuff if it's raining and stuff, or they will just go out and play in the rain and the snow and things and they become ill. So it really, really is a serious issue.
And I guess the saddest part of it all is that they're just kids. They don't know any better.
They are just kids. And a lot of the time their parents don't ask to be in the circumstances that they're in. I mean, obviously, through unemployment or for various different reasons, they've seen themselves in circumstances where they just don't have the money to buy a jacket as well as heat their home, as well as pay for things for school and pay for food and things like that. So children certainly don't ask to be in that position.
We've spoken to you a few times before about different campaigns, Mission Christmas, but I mean, there really is not enough times that you can say that there are people living in Aberdeen in poverty and that it cannot be forgotten about.
Definitely not. Like I said, I see it with my own eyes every single day. More and more families are having to use food banks. We've actually got a charity shop here at Printfield and it's really busy. I mean, a lot of people donate clothes and things, and a lot of the families around here come in here and shop because they just can't afford to do it. And like I said, sometimes we get food donated and we pass it out to families. You would think things are improving in this day and age, but they're really, really not.